Hi, my name's John Barry. Welcome to my tutorial for Premiere Pro on how to trim clips in order to start creating an edit in a timeline. So basically we need to have some clips that actually exist, and you can capture those or import them if you've already captured them through maybe another program. You can capture obviously through Premiere, but that's another tutorial in itself. So basically I'm just going to show you how in and out points work. As you can see here in this particular clip, in the source tab, if I double click down on any of these clips, it opens up in the source tab, which means I can now watch it by scrubbing through with the mouse and moving that playhead, which is showing me the time code of the playhead position over here. So as I move it forwards, it moves forwards in time. As I move backwards, it moves backwards in time. You can play in real time, and you can use this guy to move backwards and forwards in a different speed increments. The more you move away from the center, the faster it will go in either backwards or forwards. And this little guy under here moves in frame increments. So the slower you move, you're going by one frame at a time. The faster you move, the more frames you're going. Okay, that's how to find the actual vision of what you want. So I'm just going to get rid of that part and say, right, as soon as that tilts and stabilizes about there, that's what I want as my new endpoint. So I can grab the endpoint with my mouse and try and set it as close as I can to it. The best way to get it exactly on the playhead is to hit the set endpoint button. You see I is the shortcut, and there's the set out point next to it, and O is the shortcut for that one. So I'm going to find where I want it to go out, about, just before it goes out of focus, about there, and I hit O. And that's my new in and out point. Now the new in and out point length is calculated over here. So between this in and this out point, I've got 2 seconds and 9 frames. And you can see that little icon there represents between in and out points. Okay. So if I move this and make that a longer position, so I move the out point later on, then it will make the whole thing longer, and it shows us here that it's longer. Undo, Control Z. You can use JKL here to playback. J is backwards, K is stop, and L is forwards. And they're in real time. The more you hit those, play with these. So if you hit J twice, it goes twice as fast. You hit J twice, it's twice as fast backwards. You can hit it up to 4 times to get really crazy fast. If you hold K and then hit J, you move 1 frame at a time. If you use the arrows, left and right, back, 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 you're going back a frame, forward, 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 forward. Right button is forward, forward a frame. Okay, now that is the rough gist of things. Okay, now you want to add this stuff to the timeline. Now I've already set up a couple of things here. Just delete those, hit delete, and move my playhead back to the start. If I had my playhead somewhere in the middle here, and I decide to move this in this way, it's going to go in wherever the playhead started. So that's where it's dropped in, based on the playhead position. So I'm going to put mine at the very beginning. Right, you can also drop and drag this way, and you can position it wherever the hell you want. But that's a bit of an easy way. Okay. Now the only thing that's going in there is what's happening on the in and out points. That's the only thing that happens in there. Anything outside of these are called handles, and they exist, but they're not being shown inside the timeline. Okay, so that's one way to add things. Just drop and drag it in there. You can drop and drag in another video layer, new track. If there is no track there, you can set another track by dropping it over the top, and it's just going to create one for you. Okay, just undo those. Now, there's a couple of other things down here, which is an insert and an overlay. Now, insert, I'll show you in a second. First, I'll do the overlay. Right? What happens to the overlay? It drops in, but it drops in based on what is highlighted here. So I've got video 1 and audio 1 highlighted. If I click on them, I unhighlight them, and they're no longer targeted. If I highlight video 2 and audio 2, they are now targeted tracks. And when I do this function again, and remember, this will drop in based on where this timeline playhead is, they are going to go based on the targets. Okay. Now I'll undo that, and I'll target video 1 and audio 1. Now I'll do that again, I'll drop that in, and then I'm going to go back to the start. Now you can tell here it's not snapping to where that cut is, even though this tool here, Snap, is actually on. Doesn't make a difference. Now if I hold Shift, I can snap. Whether or not I've got this tool on, I can still snap to these points. The other way to snap to cuts is using page up, which will go back a cut, page down will go forward a cut. Okay, up, up, down, down, up. Right, definitely snapping there. Now, this is where I want to show you what happens with the insert. What I'm going to do is target these tracks here, and then I'm going to use the insert edit. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to drop in. First frame will start where that playhead is, and whatever is happening after that playhead will be pushed across, be pushed aside. So basically squeezing in between these two clips here. Okay? So you can see there it's dropped in and pushed the other everything outside, everything after the playhead to the left. If I was to use the overlay, it's going to drop over the top. Okay, so now this is what we're seeing, because this is on top of it, we see this clip first. I might just demonstrate that with another clip, just to make it perfectly clear. That's my feet, and I've gone from playing, and if I use this play, I'll play just what's on the in and out. So now I can see that I rack focus from my pants down to my feet. Nice feet. Okay, so we'll use this tool again. If I was to drop overwrite, it will overwrite over the top. So yes, this is what we're seeing now, because that's the first frame and it's after this clip. If we go back one frame, left arrow, we can see now that that's over the top, so it's overlaid. Okay. If I was to target these two and overlay, it will squash whatever's there. So now that's been completely replaced. Okay. If I use the insert, it's going to drop it in and push everything across. So we haven't lost anything. We've just got a cut now. And that's the basics of editing, really. Setting your in and out points up here, appropriate to the clip, and then dropping things in where they want to be. The other way that you can, and I'm going to hold Shift, the other way that you can get things in here, based on where they're targeted, you don't need to use this. If you drag and drop here, it's going to basically do an overwrite. Okay? Drag, drop, and hold Control. Do you see that icon change? Control, nothing, Control. Now that's going to make a insert edit. Okay, so the Control button is your friend. You will get a lot of extra options by holding Control. One of them being this fat version of the trim tool. If I just have it normally, just with the mouse, without holding Control, I trim it, but I leave a gap. If I hold Control, it gets fatter and becomes the ripple tool, and I get to cut it, but I also get to get rid of that gap. The other cool thing about using the ripple tool is that I can go forwards, and it will push everything across. If I try to do that without holding Control, I can't go forwards. I can only go inside. I can't go outside of that space. Alright, that's it. I'm just going to show you that. Hopefully that is enough to get you going. And I'll be back with some more tutorials, with some other more advanced sort of things, soon enough. Ciao for now.